bonus episode, part two. Hellebass Visor Gang contestants playing for the Powerhouse Lithium 16-volt, 48-ampere battery plus charger for the electronics setup. Listen to some Tackle Talk. Learn more about Hellebass. Play along at home. Be honest. Did you score more than the winners? Do you know Hellebass better than the contestants today? Enjoy this fun episode. Next week, we'll be back to some deep bass fishing talk and some guests. This week, the Hellebass Bass Fishing Podcast is brought to you by Arsenal Fishing. Arsenal Fishing offers premium custom-made performance apparel and tackle. Arsenal delivers a wide variety of custom-designed baits, accessories, and tools, along with unique utilitarian apparel for all outdoor enthusiasts. As part of their support, you can use code HELLEBASS15 to save 15% on all purchases at arsenalfishing.com to support the show. Now let's get back to helping you catch more bass and suck less. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Sorry, I'm a few minutes late. Scramble day here around the house. But we're good to go. Getting all the systems fired up and all the channels. Last opportunity. Bonus entries into the Hella Games for the Powerhouse Lithium. So we're going to test who can make its knowledge of the Hella Bass. Oh boy, we need to turn out. Drew Gill needs a beat down now. Yeah, so we're going head-to-head with BPT here. Because Dustin is super sad that he can't watch people scope on Toledo Bend, and he's torn that he has to be here for this. But, yeah, I'm sure it'll look the same after we're done. Cheers to everybody. Greg said he thinks he's actually ready this time. Got it all set up. Dual screens. If anybody's missing the link, needs information, and we'll get that sent out before we get going here. Might notice I got the new Hellebass 24 stickers. If you're a member, hit me up. I'll send you some. Otherwise, I have them on Whatnot as well. Got a box from Omnia that we'll maybe peek into while we let people settle in here. I haven't shown my my custom, the choose your own color from TK's December choose your own adventure. So I'll show those off here this morning. Well, if you missed it, was it Wednesday night? We did the first session of this where we had 15 questions of trivia. There are, I believe, 14 people that are in the Hella Games that got to this stage. They played for bonus chances, and there will be a random draw when we have our next stream, probably next week. We'll do the final drawing. I don't have it all tallied up, but Nick was the winner. Nick K. He's here to play along today just for fun. He's maxed out on points. Nick is, so he's just playing for fun. Nick won some Bass-Tech tungsten jigs that I'll send, and he also got the top off my Powerhouse Lithium Richardson 112 that is now a beautiful visor. And today's Hellebass Games bonus stream on a weekend is presented by Arsenal Fishing and boosted by Powerhouse Lithium. And shout out to Powerhouse Lithium for supporting this. And they're giving away, what are we playing for, Vanna? We are, see, playing for what's at stake here? What are people getting bonus drawings in for? Is this 16 volt 48 amp hour deep cycle lithium? If you're watching on TikTok, you can't see this, so come over to YouTube, but otherwise just listen in for the trivia games here in a little bit. and a charger. So it's like a $700 bundle. Thanks to the guys at Powerhouse Lithium for supporting the Hellebass channel and the Visor Gang and the stream. If you're not in the final 14, then you're just playing for fun. You can keep track at home, writing on a notepad, piece of paper, and you can just kind of fun play along at home. Landon, do you feel like after Logan Martin, you need a 16-volt powerhouse? Do you feel like you were underpowered for the yesterday's event? How did you finish up? I didn't really peruse through the standings at Logan Martin. So that's what we're doing. What's at stake here? According to RJ, this will run 2 12-inch graphs and a live scope box for 12 plus hours by itself. Now we're talking, Greg. Just got done slicing 8 pounds of bacon that he smoked after a 10-day brine. You don't know this, but AJ, I don't know if he's here this morning, but AJ likes to make his own bacon as well. I've had some of AJ's bacon. Horseshoe Custom bacon is pretty good. All right. So let's just, do you want to look at the TK cranks, or do you want to look at the Omnia box first before we get into the trivia? I never had AJ cinnamon rolls. He didn't bring muffins or cinnamon rolls when he came fishing in South Dakota. Omnia. Brian says Omnia. All right. It's a big box, but it's kind of light, to be honest. So if I remember right, this order was inspired by the 25% off Berkeley, which I think is still running maybe for today or tomorrow. So if you haven't jumped on that, I think almost all Berkeley stuff is 25% off at Omnia. Does not appear that I spent enough to get any jerky this time. Got some sustainable packing materials. Use that to wrap up Nick's jigs. But did I actually order a 5-inch? I did not mean to order the 5-inch, but this thing is tiny. The 5-inch Nessie is very dainty. It's like a fluke. I might give that away. It's pretty small. I suppose it could be a smally thing, maybe. But this, I thought I ordered only 7-inch and 9-inch. I meant to get 2 7-inch and a 9-inch, but I'll have to check my order. So then we got the 7-inch Nessie. And kind of a, what is this one? So this one is a rainbow trout, which I thought was pretty bait fish. And this one is the perch, which I feel like is a good looking, just general bait fish bait. Oh, then the glare off the old ring light's not doing this any favor here. We could probably open one of these up. And then I went with the niner in burnt bone. I actually kind of like that color in person. It actually looks better than it does on the website. all crazy like chigger craws. You know, the Crage, I think, was like the one thing that wasn't 25% off, unless they, I don't know, but the finisher was 25% off. but great time to grab some of those, their new frogs, slobber knockers. There's some good baits there. You can throw the 5-inch with the jigs. Our girlfriends and wives tell us 5 inches. This is a very unassuming 5-inch. Not a lot, you know, if we're talking about the total package of girth and length, like a 5-inch is a stretch. This is definitely what you would tell somebody is 5 inches, but it is not 5 inches. It's even with from the nose to the wispy of the tail, it's maybe 4 5/8. And like the body of the bait is about 4 inches. Should we open these up? Dax says he's tried the others. Jordan, what kind of podcast did you just join? Yeah, spicy one. This is, yeah, I mean, it's, this is a, about the size of a banjo minnow. Like, what do we, there it is next to a chatterbait, next to an Evo. I mean, it is basically a fluke, a bottom hook fluke with those little fins. Might be a more durable option, you know, with this. Doesn't this have like some kind of mesh in the joint here? So, you know, on a fluke bite, maybe this is actually a pretty good value if it's got good action. And, you know, instead of a fluke on a, you probably wouldn't tear this up nearly as fast. So that's the five. Let's get these all. I mean, the joint on this is pretty much, you know, it's just mesh. So it's, you know, much like a chop glide, right? It's got that full range of movement in the joints. Now, yes, we do all understand that this bait is definitely inspired, maybe even pretty close to a copy of the Flag. But at a price point where they're selling these, I think even the big one is what, maybe $12, and the Flag goes for 75 or 80. This is the 7-inch. Same, you can maybe get a little better view of that joint, that perch color. Actually, pretty good looking bait. But just for size and magnitude, like, yes, you know, 2 inches longer, but from a size of magnitude, this thing is more than double the amount of plastic in profile, like width, length, height, girth, all of the above, size of the hook. I mean, we're going with, like, this is maybe a number six treble, and this is probably a 2 or a 1-0, or a number one, maybe. Like, substantial difference. Just to kind of put this on the, right? Like, the body of this basically is 4 inches long. If you can see that. But, like, it does not reach 5 inches. See how the 7-inch tallies up. Can anybody convert these to centimeters for Frank? Even the 7-inch barely touches 7 inches with the tail. The body itself doesn't even quite get to 6. So that's interesting. That's pretty consistent among the baits. Might as well open up the niner, the big dog. Yeah, that's the thing, is like, it'd be one thing if Berkeley was like at the same price point as this Flag, but like, there is so little crossover between the people that would buy the Flag and the Berkeley. This soft glide style bait was never, I mean, A, there's limited supply of the Flag. It's at a premium price point. And so I see very little overlap. So here's the Nessie 9. Try to hold these up. Even the Nessie 6 is a pretty small bait, but like, right? A 5-inch compared to a 9-inch, like, way different. See how the 9 measures up on the ruler here. Even the 9 is only about 7.5 inches of plastic. And even with the tail, it doesn't get to 9 inches. It's maybe, what, 7.5 of actual plastic, also known as 19 centimeters, Frank. You could definitely play around with hooks, different things for fall rate. Yeah. So I think you could fish these like a fluke, but think of these more, I mean, they're supposed to be a soft glide bait, right? So it's supposed to be more, so you're probably not going to, like, you know, like a fluke where you're going to like hammer it and like twitch, 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 but more like a slower gliding fluke. Yeah. Nobody's outraged when the JDM companies knocked off rad lures, right? So I do like this burnt bone though. And maybe you can kind of see the mesh in the joint just a little better. It'll be interesting to see how that holds up and how durable that is. But at the price point, it'll be interesting. That's the little bit of plastic, a little bit of power bait. It's kind of the flavor profile. So interesting. Maybe I'll do a swim test on these like I did on the swim test on the hangover that I just posted to Instagram. I'll also probably put it out on YouTube Shorts here after this stream. So there's the flags, or sorry, the Nessies, MB. Just throw these back in the trays. TikTok not impressed with my stream. Not engaging enough for the TikTokers. I'm no Slick Johnson. No Alabama Marsh Council. What weight is the 5-inch? Can't be much. Tell you that. This is not. Oh, I put this in the wrong packet. No, that's the right. I put that in the 5-inch box. That's why it's not fitting. 5-inch, 11 grams. Does that help what the weight is, Michael? It's 2/5 of an ounce, which is 40%. So it's just under a half. So it's like a little more than 3/8 of an ounce for the 5-inch. So the 5-inch, I mean, I'd throw that on a like a 3-power Dobbins, maybe. Like this is. You could almost throw this on a crankbait rod. Like, you could throw this on a spinning rod, like a 3-power spinning rod, like medium. See, yeah, Gravis thinks great action in my 6 cent swim bait reel. I'll put it on the YouTube for the people that don't want to go over to IG. 7/16, that's probably pretty close. All right. Well, I want to make it accessible for our Canadian friends, Frank. All right. So here's my so I ordered both my crankbaits the same color. I kind of like I want something that's like something that I get bit on a lot up in my lakes, which might be a mistake because maybe it's going to attract too many pikes. But I got the MP. Which Marty told me this thing kicks harder than the nitwit. So this is a little flat side, the round bill. Any guesses on what is the original paint job that inspires this bait? I did post this to Instagram and Facebook, but it the game changer here is putting the initials of the MP and the nitwit on the bottom of the cranks. For those of us that have a lot of these, this is a big deal to have the initials. Hopefully, that's something we can con TK into doing more of. And then here's the nitwit, which is a little more of a traditional square bill profile, same color. Oh, DT's on his game today. Yeah. So this is inspired by the Rapala bleeding olive shiner. Something I catch a lot of fish on up in our natural lakes. So that's those going in the old Balsa box. Are we ready to play some games? Let's see here. Present. I'm gonna make sure I'm on the right screen. So just for review here. I lost the I think I can pull up the let's see here. The standings. I didn't calculate the points here, but let me yeah, I'm not going live with you random person. All right. So how did people do in the last round? Is I'll give you a glimpse at the results from the last time. Well, let me pick that tab. So Nick got 9 out of 15 correct. So that's the bar that Nick laid down. So a little over. And then the next best was AJ and Brian K at less than 50%. And then you can see how some of the other people finished up. So this is a chance for some of you to improve upon your score and potentially gain a few more points. And then I'll publish those and we'll do a random generated draw and for all your bonus points and everybody that was in. And we'll do that probably next week live on the stream. So that's what we're, let's get this fired up here. Boom, boom, boom. See if the IG is actually still moving along here. I lost it. All right. All right. Let's see. I need to preview full. No, I didn't want to do that. Jake, I want to open a new screen. All right. Let's get the startup. Are we ready? Does everybody have their link? Does everybody have their about to start? That's right. You get a redo. That's why we're doing two sessions for a couple reasons. One, in case there was technology issues. Two, if there was scheduling issues. And there's still a random draw. So even if you don't get any questions right and you fail at both of these games, you're still in it. So Brian says, let's go. Need the link? Didn't I send it out? It was emailed out at like 11:10 Central. I guess, are you signed up? I don't remember what the hype, and I guess, were you pre-approved? So, and I guess, I don't remember who the hype man translated into, your other entry name. So, but I'll give just a moment to get that clarification. Yeah, he's not in there. Yeah, unless you have a different name, but I don't remember. So, share. Oh, I got to remember to turn off the, just a second before we start, Brian, I need to turn off the music settings so that you can hear me. Done. Yeah, random people, I'm not going live with you on TikTok. All right. Adding to the stage. We're going to put the first question up. What did I catch my biggest Minnesota bass on? Oh, it's only a 10-second timer. That's not... I'm going to pause the timer. I'll change it to 30 seconds. We'll restart it. Nope. Pause it again. Oh, now it's going. All right. 3/8-ounce Bass Tech jig, Black Spro Frog, Lake Fork Ring Fry, or a 1/2-ounce Bass Tech jig with a Rage Bug. What did I catch my personal best bass, which I think we determined last time in the previous trivia game, was a 7.25 largemouth in Minnesota. Looks like we only have 7 people in the game right now. Get that question. 7 people locked in. Oh, man. All right. Show the results. It was a 3/8-ounce Bass Tech jig with a menace grub. And it was 7.25 pounds off a laydown in early November in Minnesota. And a westish outside of the metro area lake. So then we can take a peek at the leaderboard. I encourage everybody to play along at home. Darius, Dax, Dustin, Top Toad, and Greg all got it right. Nick, not off to his fast start. Maybe he's just being nice for the rest of you guys. So, all right. We'll move on to the next question here. What Texas lake did I catch my overall PB large on? Oh, did that? Why'd that go to 10 seconds again? I'm going to pause it here, give people a chance to enter here, because that was going to go fast. It was Texas. Was it Fork, Falcon, Rayburn, or Amistad? Funny thing is, one of these lakes I haven't actually fished. Three of them I have fished. I'll give some bonus time here for people to get this question in. Seems like one person hasn't got rang in. BBC playing along at home on his notepad while sanding and building and painting baits this morning. And also, regardless, we'll have some, this may not be the actual jigs you win, but there will be some Bass Tech Tungsten package for today's winner. So you're not playing for nothing, even if Bobby Balsa are checking in today. We did looked at some Balsa earlier. Bobby, maybe at the end we'll reflash the my customs. You probably saw them on the old IG here. All right, that's done. One person was, everybody got their answers in. It was Lake Amistad. But funny enough, my previous PB would have been Lake Fork, but I broke it at Amistad, and that was the story of the sight fishing with the white 8-inch white Lake Fork Top Dog Lizard Texas rigged. And that was, I guess that's enough, because I think there's another question related to this. Won't say no more. All right. Where did I fish my single trip to the Bassmaster Weekend Series National Championships? Not Bass Nation. The team, or not the team, the Weekend Series, which was like Bassmaster's version of the BFL back in the day. So like the ABA Weekend Series, but kind of went away. So Gunnersville, Pickwick, Hartwell, Clark's Hill, or Logan Martin. That's right, Tom. Thanks for stopping in. That's all. That's still going to be a random draw. You get bonus points for playing it all. So that's why I didn't want to tie anybody into, you know, winner take all trivia, because it would just be too hard for everybody, I think. So Bob's back to work. Be safe up there. Thanks for checking in. Reminder, a little thumbs up if you're enjoying it on your platform of choice. All right. So interesting. Not many people got this one right. I have fished all of these lakes. It was Clark's Hill. They had Hydrilla back then, and Jeff Kobel won that event. Gunnersville, I fished a Bass Nation Regional. Pickwick, I fished a Bass Nation Championship. Hartwell, I fished on the way down to Clark's Hill just to get warmed up during the off limits. And Logan Martin, I fished for fun one time when I was at Gunnersville. So, let's see who got that one right. Looks like Dustin was the only one that got that one right. Somebody's paying attention. Spoiler alert. That's funny, Tom. All right, moving on to question number four. DT, is he 3 for 3? All right. What year was this that Kobel kicked my butt? 2006, 2007, 2009, or 2013? 30 seconds is probably not enough time to Google this unless you've got very several devices here. I don't even have to remember. I have to look this up. People are second guessing themselves here. Final answer. Did anybody get it right? One person did. 2007. I did on day two have a pretty nice bag and made a pretty big comeback. Day one, I only caught a couple fish. Day two, I had one of the bigger bags, like a top five bag in the whole tournament. Moved up, got into the top 40, like 20-something, 30-something. Didn't make the final day, but got a nice check. Throwing two main baits. One was a Sabeel, which I might actually have one here. That Sabeel lipless. It had like the liquid inside of it. I actually go back to full screen for this. I don't know which one of these it was. But I was throwing this thing. I don't know if anybody remembers these. These ones have all busted because they've been in my garage and froze. So the liquid is like, but they used to have like a liquid in there that would flow and they glitter. But I actually caught some really nice fish on that. And then I also caught a few nice fish on a Hildebrandt the Blade in bluegill and half ounce, slow rolling along hydrilla edges. So I actually scrapped what I had found in practice and started running windy pockets in grass flats with that lipless and a spinnerbait. It was on the yellow one. Dave remembers. Were you there, Dave? Did you fish that tournament? I don't remember. So yeah, that little fun nugget. All right. Let's see who got that one right. Oh, didn't mean to do that. Oh, Dustin missed that one. Somebody else got that one right. I don't know, can I see who got show results? Can we see who got? I think there's a way to see who got the individual question. Anyways, Dave was there. That was a long time ago. All right, next question. What year did I fish my first Minnesota Bass Federation TOC? Because this was before the Bass Nation, which all these dates are before the Bass Nation. '94, '97, '99, or 2001. Dax says he got that one right. I am 45 years of age, if that's helpful. All right. Time is up. A few people got this one right. 1997. So I probably actually qualified for my first day tournament in 94. But because of high school football, I could never make it. So 97 was the first year I attended UW-Stout College, and that allowed me to fish the first state tournament. It was a real awkward conversation with my professors in 1997, telling them I was going to fish a bass tournament, and I was going to miss several days of the second week of school, but it happened. And it happened every year from that point on, all through college. So... in high school, I qualified, I think, every year from my club, but because of high school football, I couldn't get away to fish the state tournaments. Ooh, DT. I was trying to give 30 seconds enough time here, so. All right. We have a couple people at the top. Top Toad joining DT at the top. The rest of you hanging in, 1 point behind. We got a little, what positions did I play? Guard and defensive end, but my last 2 years, I switched to inside linebacker on defense. But I played both ways, special teams. We did not have a large team. All right, next question. Location of my very first, so this 1997, what was the location of this tournament? Whitefish Chain, Gull Lake, Mississippi River, Minnetonka, and Pokegama, all fisheries in Minnesota. And I have obviously fished all of them and have fished multiple state tournament TOCs on all of these fisheries. And had success, almost success, on all of them. I caught the fish well enough to advance on all of these fisheries, interestingly enough. All right. Time is up. People know this one, I guess. Maybe they're able to look this up. It was the Mississippi River out of Wabasha, pools 5A, 6, and 7. That was not a good tournament. I did not do well. I only caught a couple keepers. I think one of the guys that fished with me made it to regionals out of my boat that year. All right. Still two people at the top, Dustin Taylor and Top Toad. Nick, you're going to lose your Hellebass stalker status if you're going to be at the bottom like this, Nick. Are you just throwing it? I don't know what's going on here. All right. Longest Dobbins rod that I own. 8 foot, 7 foot nine, 7 foot five, or 7 foot four. Ding, 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 ding. Timer's up. Oh, you guys think I like the long rod. All the votes for 8 foot or 7'9". Either one person got this right or six of you got it right. Six of you got it right. It's the 7'9". I have two of them. The X795 flip and the Mike Long 795 swim bait rod. I did have an 805 punch at one time, but I actually thought it was a great rod for launching a frog. But it was just a little heavy on a long day of frogging. And that's why I went to this. I traded that in or sold it and then got to the 795, which is still plenty of power. It's just a little lighter, being 3 inches shorter and being an extreme, a little more balanced. So I did have an 805 at one point. Nick's feeling the pain today. What are we on? Question number. Oh, ring light just went out. Things being a little wonky. So after seven questions, two people have five right. Look at Nick. True Minnesota guy. Just like the Vikings or the Twins or anybody else. Top of the world one day. Cellar dweller the next. Might have to. I keep this thing like. It's just. I don't know. Is it my power source or is it this thing? Anyways. Anyway, no ring light. We're moving on. DT and Rex holding on strong. Darius, Dax, and Brian one answer back. The leaderboard's definitely flipped this time. All right. We are going to have a quick word and come back for the final eight questions.
Are you ready to reel in your next home purchase or refinance? Supreme Lending's Dream Team can help guide you through the entire mortgage process, from pre-qualification to closing. We have a wide variety of home loan programs in our tackle box, including down payment assistance and first-time homebuyer options. You can ask Hellebass. He trusted us to help finance his home. Contact the Dream Team today by searching Supreme Lending Dream Team or click the link below in the description or scan the QR code on your screen.
Thanks to the Dream Team, supporting the channel. Thanks for your patience. Yes, I definitely had an 805, but it's been several years since I had the 805. But so currently, it's 7'9" is the longest rod. All right, back to the game. Next question number eight. How many bass boats have I owned personally, aka in my name, titled 1, 2, 3, 4, or 6? You may have gotten some nuggets here if you paid attention last week. Muhammad Aziz, you are not joining me on TikTok. Go away. Boom, 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 boom. 7 seconds. Get your questions in. All right. The answer is three. It was the Aries, the Basscat, and the boat I have now, the Camus, a.k.a. the Slamus, which I got a call from Intune. It's ready to pick up. I'm probably going to pick it up Friday night, bring it back home, put it in the garage. Life will be whole again. Must be the new Powerhouse Lithium Visor bringing all the strays in, Greg. All right. Leaderboard. Yeah. So the most difficult question was the Clark's Hill one. Only one got that right. Uh-oh, somebody broke away. Top Toad surging to the top. Come on, Dustin. You're better than that. All right. Next question. Favorite. This is an easy one. Favorite chugging, popping style topwater, the Rico, the Dream Popper, the Squirrel Popping Frog, the Yellow Magic, or the classic Spin Image? What do you, hopefully my dogs aren't being too loud. Can you guys hear the dog in the background? All of these very good topwaters for sure. No bad choices in there, but what is the best? All right. My mic must be doing a good job keeping that out on the pups. All right. It's the Yellow Magic. I don't know if I have one handy, though. Usually I have the chewed up Yellow Magic handy around here, but I don't see it. The Rico. I've actually never caught a fish on a Rico because I love the Yellow Magic so much. But and actually, I don't throw the popping frog that often. I'm more of a walking frog guy. I have caught a few fish on a Dream Popper, but I don't own one. And I don't know that I own a Spitting Image anymore. All right. Rex holding on. Whoops. Greg, did you say Rico? Oh, boy. Looks like we got, six questions to go here. Date of my first YouTube live. November 2019, February 2020, April 2020, June 2020, or March 2021. Is anybody playing along at home, keeping track? Is anybody staying up atop with Rex Top Toad? Well, geographically, you and Nick are very close, so that makes sense, Greg. Ooh, a little more, not quite so decisive today. People are a little, don't know where to go on this one. Poll is closed. It was April 2020. This live stream definitely was a COVID baby. April 2020, another side effect of the COVID shutdown is, couldn't get out fishing. We didn't know if it was one of those long winters where things hadn't really, we weren't sure, like the Minnesota shutdown or boat ramps going to be open, all that kind of stuff. You know, can you get together in groups of more than five people? Blah, blah, blah. There wasn't hardly any tournaments. And at the same time, I had 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, but didn't have the watch time. So I would say definitely inspired by Baitman and his lives. I decided to give lives a whirl. Yeah, a lot of good things I feel like on live programming and YouTube came from that period. Dave said he's got four. And shout out your scores at home if you're playing along. Yeah, that's a bummer, Dustin. Yeah, because then that was the year, right? Then the Classic just gets shut down about that time, right? The Bassmaster Classic was. But the Bassmaster Classic in March that year was like the last big event that didn't get shut down. And I think almost everybody that went there came home with COVID. So, yes, David said he's got four at home. Anybody close to seven, right? Dustin and and Top Toad are on pace to take down Nyx. They're only 2 points behind with five questions to go. Let's see if they can be an overall winner here. Even third place, Darius, Dax, and Brian could catch Nick's record from maybe the Classic was February that year. Late February, early March, I don't remember. Brian is very happy with being average. Congratulations in your mediocrity. You're like the common man of Hella Bass Trivia, Brian. All right, let's move on to the next question. First guest I ever had on a live stream. Was it a solo show? Was it Baitman? Was it Bailey Eigbert from The Serious Angler? Brad Whitaker from Woody Outdoors? And Polish Pete from Omnia? Obviously, they all have been guests. I have done solo shows. And they were all fairly early in my streaming journey. About 6 seconds left. Oh, I had to say that. You guys went all in on the bait, man. You took the bait. You took the bait. You took the bait. Baitman probably wasn't even in the first 5-10 shows, I bet. It was Bailey Eigbert from The Serious Angler. He was the very first show I ever did. And he was the guest. Brad Whitaker was actually number two from Woody Outdoors. I don't remember where it went from that. But, yeah. I probably did a solo show before I ever had Baitman or Pete on as well. Any technical difficulties? You know, that was back when I was doing them in my boat, in my garage. So the Wi-Fi was never that great. I was using the free StreamYard, so it was 720 at best. So I didn't have a mic, so I was just using, like, the computer mic. So the audio was okay. The picture wasn't super great. But I don't remember any, like, major. We tried to go dual live on IG and YouTube at the same time. We were getting some echo feedback from one of our phones. We had to shut that off. That was pretty much the only technical difficulties, Brian. But it's on there. You can go back. You can watch it. That was sitting in the Bass Cat in April 2020 in the garage doing a show. Which I think at that time, I don't know. I don't think Bailey, Serious Angler, had ever gone live at that point. So that was his first live as well, I believe. All right, next question. Current career earnings as shown on Bassmaster Angler bio page for Richard Lindgren. $0, $500, $3,518, $6,255, or nearly $10,000, $9,374. That might lead to one of the other questions coming up, Ryan. How many? That's all right. Somebody got it right. The correct answer, $3,518.50, which is for, you know, there was a 5 weekend series angler events show up on there, and then one elite series co-angler event as a co. I'm glad you can't hear my dogs because they are driving me bonkers right now. Must be a rabbit or something in my backyard. So I fished like several years of the weekend series, but for 1 year, whatever reason, only one of them shows up on my profile or like got linked to Bassmaster. Maybe the rest are under ABA or whatever. But I think of those 6 events, that's 5 checks. I think I have to go back and look. I think the 50 cent gave it away. Brian says he actually checked my bio last night in preparation. All right. Oh, now the new first most difficult question is my first guest on a live stream because nobody got that right. All right. Dustin and Rex still hanging in there. Almost a gimme that they get to 9 and at least tie Nick or pass him. Nick's definitely not going to get to his 9 at this point. Mathematically cannot achieve Wednesday night's results. Are we having fun? Is this fun, guys? All right. Current public videos on Halibut's YouTube channel. As Brian said, you've got a lot. 293, 387, 455, 666, or 803. I think this counts shorts, lives, and regular videos. And these are public ones, so it does not count anything that's unlisted or private or members only. Lots of distractions today. So this is the number that you see. If you go to my about or my page and click on about, it says this many videos. Only one, 666. Who got that one right? See, most of you were like half the correct total. Uh-oh, I think I know who got it right. Dustin got it right. Well, after today, it should say 667, I think. So kind of you. DT, Dustin, has tied Nick's best of 9 points, and he's got a few questions to go. Pressure's on, Dustin. Dustin wants some Bass Tech tungsten in his life. All right, question 14. What color were the talons on my bass cap? White, silver, red, black, or there weren't any talons on there at all. Oh, see, look, we're like kin, Dustin. I mean, if you've been watching the channel, there was plenty of videos of the old bass cat, so you should know. All right. I kind of thought more people would get that right. They were red. They were obnoxious. You could see them anywhere. It was like every time I'd go to a state tournament or fish, they're like, oh, Rich, I saw you fishing over in this bay, or I saw you on this point, or I saw you over here. I saw you fishing these docks, because like everybody could see me everywhere I went with those red talons. That white bass cat with the red talons stuck out on the lake like a beacon that glowed in the dark. You thought it was a trick. I mean, at first it didn't have talons. And then there was a short period of time where my dad and I shared a pair of silver talons, where we had the brackets and we would swap them between his Triton and mine. But the majority of its lifetime up until the end, and I sold it, it had red talons. Darius has got his power poles are wrapped with the American flag wrap. I think that would be, I asked what color for the Slamis. I did. Is that what I read? That's what I said out loud. It says basket on the screen. Yeah, they were talons. Yep. Oh, sorry. Did I say talon? Yeah, they were talons. Yeah. Nick says, I did see you go across the bay from the other side once. Yes. I'm sure. Anyways. So. Oh, we got to check the. Okay. 9 points. Dang it. All right. Dustin's got 9. Last chance. He didn't get it. He was, the trick tricked him. The misled by the answer. But all right. This could get tight. We've got one question left. Dustin's got a 1-point lead. Darius Kind, not Darius King. You are a kind of person though, Darius. And then Top Toad and Brian all with a shot. So if Dustin doesn't get this right and any of you get it right, we could have a tie. And then I'll just have to send out extra jigs, I guess, because I don't have any backup ties questions. All right. Further east, Telebass has ever caught a bass. Lake Champlain in Vermont, Clarks Hill in Georgia, Monroe Lake in Indiana, Gunnersville in Alabama, and Smith Mountain Lake in Virginia. This is partially your knowledge and partially maybe your geography. Have I fished these places? How far east are they? I did have to look it up on a map to confirm. Poll is closed. So this is interesting because I guess there's only video evidence of Gunnersville and Smith Mountain, but I have fished all these lakes. And let's see here. Monroe would be the furthest west. Gunnersville would be the next furthest east. Then Clarks Hill, then Smith Mountain, then Lake Champlain. But did I fish Lake Champlain? The answer is yes. Not in a tournament, but I fished with Jody White one time out of Burlington, Vermont. Dax needs a nap. Randall's on TikTok. I'm not joining you live. So I don't know who got the Champlain, but that was the only one that got it right. That's good. Tighten things up. Ooh, nobody in the top got it right. So, looks like Dustin hangs on. Congratulations, Dustin. You win some Bass Tech jigs, and you have maxed out your points this week for the random drawing. Everybody here will get some bonus points. I'll tally those up. Let me get a little screen grab of that so I don't forget. And congratulations, DT. Tally up those points. We'll get those published probably in the community chat on YouTube or send out an email. And then we'll have the random drawing next event probably. Oh, he says he would have won Wednesday but couldn't log in from work. Easy to say now, Dustin. Well, if you knew it, you should have put it in. I know I've talked about it. That's probably a rare one, but Smith Mountain, there was actually a video from like 2 years ago. That's all right. Yeah, hopefully you guys had some fun. Learned more about your live streaming host. Oh, he said he was keeping track at home. He said he had 10. Now, you also said you should have had 10 today, right? Because you said you couldn't get one entered. All right. Hope you guys enjoyed that. I don't know anything else. BPT's on. I don't know who's winning today. I haven't really checked in. Might do that. Got some Whatnot streams scheduled out there. If anybody wants to go to Whatnot and follow me, I'll get the stickers posted out there. I'll send a link. If anybody wants to purchase those, or if you want, I can just send you members some of the new Hellabass 24 stickers for your favorite tumblers and mugs. Otherwise I put them like two for a buck on Whatnot. Cannell's winning. DC, there you go. He just wanted to throw everybody off. Go back to your balsa from TK. I can throw that back up there. These guys? I'm just going to end the TikTok because it's annoying and nobody's watching over there. So bye-bye, TikTok. All right. So I asked TK to put my stuff in my old recycle packaging because I don't know if you saw that. I actually lost two baits that I left in the packaging and sent them back to TK, and then he had to send them back to me. What was the Rapala color made for the bleeding bait craze? I don't know, but this is the, this was based on the bleeding olive shiner from Rapala. My TikTok light went out, so I don't know how well these are going to show up. If I get it right in front of the screen there. That's the MP. Yeah. Like not having the light on back there makes it a little trickier. The pictures on the IG and the Facebook definitely show the detail of these a little better. So if you want to get a better look at them, but there's the nitwit. And according to Bernsey, this MP thumps harder than this nitwit. So he said, trust the builder, dude. Yes, and special thanks out again to Powerhouse Lithium. If you don't win, you can use code HB10 to get yourself some Powerhouse Lithiums as well. So that code and link is down in the description. What else? We looked at the Nessies. We looked at the stickers. We looked at the crankbaits. Although Nick did get the Yamaka. Hopefully Dustin isn't too sad that he didn't get the Powerhouse Lithium 112 Yamaka. Maybe I'll make a video this afternoon since I got some time at home. But in Builder Dude We Trust. There you go. TK, if you're watching the replay, if you're lurking, we want an In Builder Dude We Trust t-shirt. Dustin's not sad that he didn't. I'll probably just send you guys a note, Dustin and Nick, and let you choose whether you want jigs or neds or shaky heads or just kind of let you pick something out. And I'll put something together for the Bass Tech. But yeah, what else? I think that's. And I did show off my giant box of Vixens the other night for those that didn't, my Omnia score. Bought 9 Vixens on when they first came out. So if you guys complained that you didn't get Vixens, it's partially my fault because I bought 9 of them. If you guys haven't seen the new chrome color, it's pretty cool. The new chrome Vixen. Oh, there you go. Marty's Wood t-shirt, TK. There's the, what do they call this? The Ghost Herring. I feel like that's a newer color for them. The other ones are like the Lush, I think, has been around. And then I grabbed the Silver Flitter, which is one of the OG fellers. That color probably actually goes for one of the highest on when you see it on like eBay as OGs and stuff. Brian wants, Travis wants to know if you got any Vixens. He might not have because he was trying to be good and not buy baits. I think he only recently cracked here in February. Nice. Cashed in. Go for at least a hundo apiece, Travis. There is the new code for Omnia for February for those that it's also should be in video descriptions. Marty says, don't put his wood on a t-shirt. That could be a t-shirt. Don't put my wood on a t-shirt. Could be a t-shirt about your wood on a t-shirt, Marty. Would your wife not be happy if your wood was on in somebody else's shirt? Is that what you're concerned about? Do we have a sticker for our tumblers that says, I want Marty's wood, or I like Marty's wood, or, oh, bone colored of this version. The Barely Legal Vixen. Yes, I have a couple of those. Those are pretty good. I don't throw them as much, but I do have some Barely Legals. You sold this one. The Gen 3 bone. What did you get for them? Travis, if I might ask. Because I actually, right before they came out, I thought about putting one of those up on Whatnot for one of my streams. Nobody will be happy if Marty's wood is on a t-shirt. I don't know. Dustin said he'd be happy. I think some of us would be happy. A nice little profit. And then you could just, so you sold them, you doubled your money, and then you can just go to Omnia and rebuy them with my code and save money. It's basically like you're printing money, Travis. Been a while since I've seen Marty in the Hellebass stream, I guess, because it's on a weekend and it's during the day before bedtime. All right, good luck vac sealing your bacon. We're going to probably wrap things up here. People can get back to their BPT, probably interrupting Marty's BPT watching experience as well. I'll probably drop a YouTube short here. That it's been getting quite a few views on the Instagram and the TikTok. I think you guys might find it enjoyable, so I'll probably post that here. Congrats to the winners. Oh, building drop baits. Are you going to give us a... What are we carving? It was a square bill, a shallow diver. Just give us a kind of hint, Marty, on what we will see in the future in Camperville. Clayton wants to announce, can you see the leaderboard in MLF? I haven't even looked because it's such a stripped down version of the I don't know. So I didn't even look to see if they had a leaderboard. Two shallow divers. I like me some shallow divers. Makes me happy, Marty. All right. So now with 44 pounds. All right. Well, I'm going to probably hop over, watch the BBT, get some stuff done, tuned in next week. Hopefully we'll be announcing the winner of the 16 amp Powerhouse lithium battery. And maybe we'll have a guest next week. I don't have anything planned out, but watch for some announcements here. You have to look in an odd location for your points. Cool. So as always, here to help you guys catch more big bass and suck less. And if you guys missed last week's trivia game stream and you thought today was interesting, I'll put the link end screen right here for you to watch last week's if you're watching on YouTube. Otherwise, go search it up on MP3, listen to it, download it, take your dog for a walk or go fishing. As always, thanks to all of you that hung in till the end of this podcast. This has been another episode of Hellebass Bass Fishing Podcast Experience. Please consider sharing this with any of your bassin buddies and friends. This is the best way for podcasts to grow is through word of mouth. Also, don't forget to search Hellebass on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, or just about anywhere else so that we can connect in more ways. As always, here to help you catch more bass and suck less.